This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program. Open phones here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Coming up, Austin, Texas. Someplace you've spent a little bit of time, Bonnie. Used to live in Texas, not
spent
in Austin.
Spent a pretty good amount of time there, but I swore off ever going there again in 2020.
Well, they recently killed a man for not mowing his lawn, and we can tell you that story on the way here. But I know you had a story from the Mises Institute about secession, about independence becoming more and more relevant nowadays, and so we're going to get into that story as well. But first, to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, we got Keith. He's calling us from Canada. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Ian, Bonnie, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Keith?
Well, I was I caught your feed on Odyssey, and
thanks.
Actually, I've been listening to you guys, well, your network for a long time, and that was, I think, with Mark Stevens, if you remember him.
Oh, very well, yes. Mark Stevens,
yeah.
The author of Adventures in Legal Land, former host of the show called No State Project.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's right. Yeah, I'd like to say, does antenna accentuate Bonnie's eyes?
Well, thank you.
That's very sweet.
No, you caught me on the voting part and the state.
Voting part? Date? What do you mean?
Well, the state.
The state.
You're voting. You're voting for, was it, you know, I don't want to say anything bad, but your slave master. I know New Hampshire is quite a free state, even though I'm up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of New Hampshire is lovely and beautiful, but I think we have to be careful of where, you know, government's another religion. And
absolutely,
that, right. And we have to be careful of, you know, where you state freedom and government. I think there's a conflict there.
Of course. I mean, to govern means to control. And so wherever there is government, wherever there is the state, then you don't have freedom. And obviously, people who believe in voluntarism, that is to say that all human interaction should be consensual or voluntary, as I do, don't believe in the idea of government. And so, I mean, ideally, we should be able to get rid of the state entirely at some point. But unfortunately, we're not there yet. Our neighbors are not yet ready to accept that particular idea. You know, I don't think we can push it that far. We don't have enough libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist types in one place to even make that reality, you know, possible. It's not even on the horizon yet of possibilities. But what is possible, I think, right now within the realm of possibility is secession, is a governmental area, a jurisdiction, political jurisdiction, declaring independence from a larger political jurisdiction and giving those people within it that much more say, that much more control over this particular terrifying concept known as the state.
Yeah, I don't even think just living in a free state of New Hampshire would be the end goal.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an excellent point, both of you. You took the words right out of my mouth. I don't think I have to say anything else.
Yeah, it's a stepping stone. I mean, until we can actually have enough people take the ideas of liberty seriously, then we unfortunately have to nibble around the edges of the state. That said, we are seeing some major success stories here in New Hampshire. As I mentioned earlier, the state House Majority Leader is a free stater here in New Hampshire. That is a huge political success story. And it's,
that is huge.
And it happened to a guy who, you know, knowing him personally, when he moved here, I don't think he had any intention to do that. Like, he was a purebred anarchist. I mean, the guy's name, wow. I think he named himself after a famous anarchist, like his online handle or whatever was named after like a famous anarchist thinker. He's very, very principled dude, Jason Osborne. And now he's the state, you know, House Majority Leader. And he probably would end up being the Speaker of the House, except the guy that's there has been there longer. So, you know, once that guy retires. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. That's unheard of up here in Ontario.
Right. Let me tell you, it's unheard of everywhere. It's unheard of because libertarians everywhere else, whether you be on Ontario, California, Florida, Texas, libertarians everywhere else are failures. They have never succeeded to do anything of any significance politically. Now, to be fair to the Libertarian Party, whether they be the Canadian one or the U.S. one, they have brought people to the ideas. I'm here now because of the Harry Brown presidential campaign in the year 1996 and 2000. So, I mean, they're not completely without merit, but they're not politically successful.
Right. 100%. Right.
Well, Keith, anything else?
Good points.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
No, you know what? I just like to touch base and.
Hey, while you're on with us, Keith, how are things in Ontario province? Is there a vaccine passport there, like in Quebec or Alberta? What's going on?
Well, basically, it's no jab, no job.
Oh,
I've had a few interviews with, municipality for snow clearing this season that's coming. It's mandated that you must have the jab to have the job.
To be outside shoveling snow, they need to make sure that...
Driving a big plow truck.
Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And there's another job at GM plant. They're making the new GM pickup trucks in Oshawa. And I'm not sure if I have to have a jab for that or not, but I've been self-employed for about 30 years, and I've tried to, I'm trying to recreate myself and get in with the, so-called normal jobs. And you can't do it.
Why would you want to? Is your self-employed thing not working out after 30 years?
Well, no, because it's feast or famine when you're self-employed.
Sure, sure.
Okay, there's no consistency with an income.
That's true.
That we all are required to, you know, to have a decent life. It was feast or famine.
Well, of course, anybody who's had a job knows that there's no guarantee you're going to have a job tomorrow either. But that much said, it can feel more reliable. But then again, plenty of people who've been working forever just lost their jobs because of these mandates. Now, is it a government mandate where it's no jab, no job, or is it just corporate Canada is just for the most part implementing this thing because they feel like it?
It's not so that they feel like it. It's they have to go along with the narrative that the Ontario government says this has to happen. Mm-hmm. And if you all have employees that are – there's more than 100 employees for that.
So they're doing the same thing. So that's what they're doing here in the United States, or at least supposedly. Yep. There's been an announcement that –
Same crap.
Right, got it. All right. And what are your neighbors? You know, are there people who are going out and protesting? Are there unvaccinated clusters of people who are coming together to network and, you know, do things together or what?
Yes, there are networks that are trying to protest and, you know, putting up a fight. And there's a lot of court cases that are being put forward. People are learning how to use the judicial system, and I use that word lightly, to combat this. But again, you don't see this in the mainstream media where all the normies are, you know, associated. Of course, they have that, the news, the CBC, the ABC type news. They're not getting the real picture.
Nope.
They're actually ostracizing me for not getting the jab. Even close friends, stuff like that. Not so much family and close loved ones, but
this is really separating people, and ultimately is as sad as it can be to lose an old friend. You know, maybe you've grown so far apart that it's just not worth staying together. Hey, thanks, Keith, for the call.
That's
thanks for sharing the status there in Canada. Canada.
Yeah, that brings a whole new meaning to toxic friends.
Exactly. Look, if you're not getting benefits from, you know, both sides aren't benefiting from the relationship, it's time to break up. And that's why we're going to talk about secession coming up here as well. Thanks, Keith, for the call. There's more coming up here. You can join us on Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us. Here's the number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Somebody in the chat room in YouTube chat says they only answer callers that pander to them. Not true.
But we answer all callers.
Yeah, we literally will take every single phone call. I would much rather speak to somebody that doesn't agree with me. I mean, I love being here on the show with you, Bonnie, but, you know, we agree on a lot of stuff. Every now and then, if I find something we disagree on, I like to talk about that. But I especially like it more when somebody calls in with an opinion I haven't heard before, or a point that they want to make about something we're discussing, or something completely different than what we're talking about. It really is open phones here on Free Talk Live. And when we say open phones, it means the phones are open. If we're not taking calls, that means you can get on the line.
Like, yeah.
A lot of people think when they hear talk radio, and you're not supposed to admit this. Like, when I started doing Free Talk Live almost 20 years ago, they sat us down in the general manager's office in Sarasota, Florida, at Clear Channel Radio, and they went down the list of the rules of talk radio. And one of the rules of talk radio is you're never supposed to admit that you don't have a call on the line, or that there's no callers on hold or whatever. It's like, but we're an open phone show. So it's pretty obvious.
Supposed to just be like, okay, now we'll start taking calls.
I don't know.
When one pops up or something?
I think, I don't know how you're supposed to handle something like that, but to me it just seems
so calls,
dishonest.
It's just stressing me out, so I'll get to them later.
Yeah. It just, I don't want to be dishonest with my audience, and it's like, look, we've got open phones here.
Some days there's a lot, and some days there's none.
And if you hear a lot of calls on the air, that probably means it's going to be a little harder to get through. But that's usually only on, like, a Saturday. It's pretty rare. Like, almost never do we have full phones on a weeknight. Almost never.
One thing I know is true. If you're having relationship issues, call 603-283-6160 so I can give you advice.
Okay. Bonnie wants to help you. You can dial in 603-283-6160. We also want to talk about independence. And, Bonnie, you had a story from the Mises Institute because... finally, people are starting to take the issue of independence for the various different states out there seriously.
Yeah, I've been nonstop being, like, inundated with people talking about secession. Tom Woods and his guests that he has on,
yep.
Learning about new people from there. I put hashtag NHExit on one of my Instagram posts, and I've gotten, like, two people like my thing, so I have new New Hampshire independence people to follow.
Alu Axelman from LibertyBlock.com has been just killing
nonstop,
it.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a machine. I mean, that guy just keeps cranking out the content. He's writing books. He's posting blogs.
He's doing debates.
Yeah, he's in a debate here. We've actually got not the entire debate, but we've got the opening statements from him and whoever the other guy is.
Winning debates.
Well, yeah, that's right. He did technically win this debate. I think 77% of the audience voted in his favor at this particular debate, although it's obviously a, you know, liberty-friendly audience. But that said, maybe we'll play some of those clips coming up here in a moment. But you wanted to get into this Mises story, Bonnie, so let's do that.
Yes, this is from the Mises Institute, libertarian think tank, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
The article's name is Three Reasons to Start Taking Secession Seriously. Last month, the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia released a new study which showed that at least among those polled, roughly 4 in 10 or 41% of Biden and half, 52% of Trump voters at least somewhat agree that it's time to split the country, favoring blue-red states seceding from the Union.
And those numbers wouldn't have been there 5 years ago. They just wouldn't have. People weren't ready for this. But now things are starting to change.
Moreover, majorities in both groups agreed that there are many radical, immoral people trying to ruin things. And that was a quote.
Right. It's usually the other side, which is full of radical, immoral people, whoever they are.
And that quote, it is the duty of every true citizen to help eliminate the evil that poisons our country from within.
This is what they agreed with. This was part of the questions that they agreed with?
Yep.
Okay.
The majorities in both groups agreed with those sentiments.
Got it.
One might conclude that people who think that things are generally going well in a country aren't so concerned with the evil within that they think it's time to split the country. I see. So, obviously these people don't think the country is doing well if they think it's time to split the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're concerned about getting rid of the evil within.
Which can't be done. D.C. cannot be de-evil-fied. You cannot get rid of the evil in Washington, D.C.
Also, what do you really think you can do about Southern California when you live in Maine?
Nothing.
I hate when people say, this country. Like, we need to do something about this country. Like, honestly, you shouldn't have any power to do anything about Southern New Mexico when you live in Washington State.
Yeah, we have nothing. We have nothing in common with those people, with the exception of the fact that we're all human beings. I mean, as far as our viewpoints are concerned, we're very, very different. We've got more in common geographically with the people in Quebec than we do. You know, we're here in New Hampshire. The weather's more similar in Quebec than it is, you know, in Southern California. The people are different in these places. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's just silly whenever people talk about a whole country like they can do something about it. It seems that President Biden has been unable to unite the country after all, in spite of his promises.
Did anyone believe he would?
I don't understand how you could believe he could do anything.
Did anyone believe Obama was going to bring about change? I mean,
I'm sure some people did.
All of these politicians are liars.
But, of course, they didn't change anything.
No.
Didn't unite anything. Not that it really means anything. Those are just buzzwords.
Of course.
It seems that President Biden has been unable to unite the country after all, in spite of his promises that it's time to heal in America, and that he will be a president who seeks not to divide, but to unify. And now, literally, his Speaker of the House, or whatever her she is, the redheaded lady.
Pelosi?
No, not Pelosi. Oh, not Speaker of the House, sorry. What's the one that always does, like, press conferences for him?
Oh, the spokesperson.
Yeah, the redheaded lady.
Pataki or Pisaki or something.
Yeah. Yeah, Saki, there we go. Jen Saki. She said, like, point blank, that there would be two different rules for people who are vaccinated and unvaccinated.
Sure.
And he ran on a campaign of being a president that thinks it's time to unify, not to divide.
Yeah, what a load.
Rather, it appears the country embraces a hard divide over a variety of issues, with vaccine mandates and parental rights in public education being only the most current ones.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, there's no reason to believe that these divides are simply going to go away. Secession is likely to become even more mainstream, as has been occurring in recent years, and as the old liberal consensus of the mid-20th century resides ever more into the distant past. Moreover, opponents of secession are clear that they're not willing to tolerate a separation that would allow Americans in neighboring jurisdictions to embrace other models of society or governance. But in the real world, major political changes can come suddenly and in unexpected ways. In 1987, most Soviets still assumed the USSR would continue to exist for many more decades, if not centuries.
Sure, it had been there for decades already, so why wouldn't it continue? And the U.S. has been around for, you know, a couple centuries at this point. So it's understandable that people believed that this thing, this union, is going to continue forever.
Is
but
it because
nothing
of this?
Lasts forever. Hold that thought, Bonnie. We're going to continue here in moments more with what Mises has to say about why secession should be taken seriously. Three reasons, right, why secession should be taken seriously. And if you're not taking it seriously, I want to know why not. The number here is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is authorizing the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for use in younger kids. The health agency is signing off on the shots that are designed for children between the ages of 5 and 11. About 28 million children stand to become eligible once the shots are approved. The Biden administration is moving to increase COVID testing in schools. The Education Department is partnering with the Rockefeller Foundation to accelerate school-based screening testing for students and staff as soon as possible. The foundation is distributing a startup guide for schools. The CDC is also involved in the nationwide effort. The Supreme Court denied an emergency request by healthcare workers in Maine for a religious exemption from the state's requirement that they be vaccinated against COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News. With supply chain shortages come additional challenges to America's economy, including trucker shortages. President and CEO of the American Trucking Association, Chris Beer, speaks about this problem on Fox News.
We've been very forward-leaning on serving the economy throughout the pandemic, but because of the slow return to work across all sectors and the high consumption rates, we're already up to 80,000 short now. So it's compounding the problem, and we now have to recruit more aggressively to shore it up.
At this point, more than 100 ships are stuck in the water by the port of Los Angeles. A powerful storm system is making its way from the Ohio Valley to the East Coast. Forecasters expect widespread heavy rain and thunderstorms this weekend across West Virginia, southern Pennsylvania, northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., and much of Maryland. Coastal flooding expected from Virginia to New Jersey. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here for you if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian
and Bonnie.
And also want to let you know, over at freetalklive.com, we've got a lot of features, including our social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. It is a Mastodon system, which means that it is open source. It's self-hosted, which means we are the host. There's not some big tech company behind this. It's Free Talk Live, so you have the opportunity to express yourself without fear of being taken down by Mark Zuckerberg or Jack over at Twitter or whoever the hell's running YouTube. You can just post over at social.freetalklive.com and share your posts and they call it tooting, actually, over on Mastodon. So you can toot and you can retoot and you can boost other people's toots. It's very, very cool. And it's free, of course, over at social.freetalklive.com. We'll continue with your story, Bonnie, about independence, secession, the Mises Institute weighing in. But first we go to Fix. He's on the line calling us from Epsom, New Hampshire, listening to WEMJ. Fix, you're on Free Talk Live.
How do you do?
Hey, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, I got some breaking information here. I finally think I've located the person that voted for Biden. I saw a bumper sticker, and I got their license plate. So I thought maybe you guys would be interested in that.
Yeah, you know, I see more Bernie stickers when I'm driving than I see Biden stickers. Hardly ever see
definitely.
Biden.
Way more Bernie than Biden.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's pretty funny. I was just joking. I actually haven't seen a Biden sticker. I'm looking for that person. I know somebody voted for him.
Right.
But Yeah, so I wanted to just bring up, and I don't hear you guys talk about the Green New Deal sham a whole lot, but I got a thought that debunks the entire thing if anybody's ever got a debate with somebody over whether it's really the greatest threat facing humanity in the world.
Well, just before you get into that fix, I will comment that when they first proposed it, I don't know, 2 years ago or whatever it was, we definitely talked about it. And, you know, I guess they want to stop people from flying, which they're kind of trying to do with the vaccine mandates and all that. And they want to force everybody to, you know, put whatever the governmental approved technology of the time is into all their homes and force renovate and all that. And so it was just ridiculous load of requirements and incredible cost. And obviously, declaring independence as a free New Hampshire would solve that problem and get us right out from underneath any kind of Green New Deal. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, yeah, we definitely all have to start doing our own part. You know, I always tell people the solution to if there is any type of crisis with the environment going on, the solution is in our trash cans, it's in our dumps, it's in our landfills, and it's not something that's sitting on a shelf somewhere that has a barcode and a price tag that we can go out and buy our way out of the problem if it does exist at all.
Well, yeah, and you also can't tax your way out of it either. I mean, the idea that the government can somehow solve any kind of problem is completely ignorant of what governments do. I mean, the government creates problems and then acts as though they can do something about it just so people will give them more money and more power. And the reality is the government is the greatest polluter in all of the United States. It's the government and specifically their military that does more polluting than all of the top corporate polluters combined.
Right, yeah, they've got the greatest problem facing humanity in one pocket, and then in the other pocket they've got a neatly tight-wrapped, price-tagged solution waiting to give to everybody. You know, it's just all about putting money in their pockets.
That never even actually solves anything.
No, it does solve, making their buddies richer, though. Like, it definitely takes money from our pockets, value from our savings, and transfers it to the politically connected class, the buddies of the politicians. Right. And that includes both the Republicans and the Democrats, because anybody that believes Republicans are going to make the government smaller in D.C. just hasn't been paying attention.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you look back to, like, World War II, for instance, and you look at what Germany was doing with Hitler and working with Ferdinand Porsche and inventing the Volkswagen Beetle, they basically made the most stripped-down economical vehicle that they could come up with at the time. And, you know, if electric cars are somehow a solution to an environmental crisis that's threatening humanity, they wouldn't have touch screens, push button, power everything, ass massagers, you know, and look like a $1 million, you know, Porsche or something, you know what I mean? They're like, everybody doesn't need to drive a car like Mitt Romney or Elon Musk and look like a millionaire to solve the environmental problems. If it was actually a solution they were trying to give us, these cars would be like getting 200 miles to the gallon. They'd be bolt-on panels. They'd come in one color. They wouldn't have power anything. They would be totally something that the owner could maintain and repair themselves, and they could be rebuilt and reused for generation after generation of people. I still drive a Model A from 1930.
Wow.
I have a Model A truck from 1929 that I use.
That's amazing.
And I built cars that run on waste fuel that get over 130 miles an hour using technology that's almost 50 years old.
I guess there's a reason they call you Fix.
Yeah, I mean, the solution is in our waste. It's in the junkyard. If people would get off their butts and go to the dumps, go to the landfills, go to the junkyards, and start making use of stuff we've already produced. We don't need to be producing more stuff.
Right? Here's a question for you, Fix, since you know we're having a lengthy discussion here. I'm curious, are you a New Hampshire native?
Yep.
Now, how do you feel about New Hampshire independence?
Well, I think it's everybody's responsibility as an individual.
Well, obviously, I absolutely support individual independence. I mean, I think people should be able to declare their own personal freedom and, you know, ignore the state. But I mean specifically, like, New Hampshire declaring independence as a political entity and saying goodbye to this failed U.S. experiment. What do you think about that?
I think it'd be great. I mean, we obviously aren't going to get anywhere trying to work our way up through the system, you know. It's like I see it at the school board meetings everywhere I go. And if you try to take something to court, the further up you go, the more bought out everybody is.
Right.
So it's like it's completely useless, this whole idea of, oh, get involved in your local politics and we can change it all from the inside out. It's absolutely insane because the higher up the ladder you climb trying to change anything, the more you just run into the roadblocks of people that are completely bought out.
Yeah, it's frustrating enough to just have to deal with the New Hampshire government, but at least we know where they live. And, you know, if you need to, you can go protest out in front of the governor's house. But you can't get anywhere near Congress, you know, in the United States. You can't get anywhere near those people. At least in New Hampshire, the state reps make $100 a year and they don't even have a secretary. You know, they don't have any staff. They've got a locker in the state house. So they, you know, they're not like professional politicians in the same way that they are in other states. So I'm glad you're on board with independence. This is a discussion that is going to get even more important coming up in the upcoming months as the constitutional amendment is facing a potential vote. We have to get it through the Senate and the House. It's got to pass with more than 60%, and then the people of New Hampshire will get to vote on it. So I appreciate you answering the question. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, no, I'll touch in from time to time. I'll be plowing snow this winter, and I usually have the radio tuned in to you guys because that's about all I get.
Thanks, Fix. I appreciate you being out there, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, take care.
That's Fix there in Epsom. The number here is 603-283-6160. It just warms my heart when people support independence, Bonnie.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it feel nice?
And that's one thing I like about New Hampshire is despite, you know, the comments I was making earlier about some native New Hampshire people being upset about free staters coming in.
I don't think there's that many natives that are upset about
I really don't think that that's a majority at all. From the people we've went around and polled and surveyed, a lot of them are very pro-freedom and very pro-independence.
Absolutely. And there's another one right there. Yeah. The number here is 603-283-6160. And that's why New Hampshire has retained more freedom over the years. That's why New Hampshire is arguably the most free of all of the states. Because of those New Hampshire natives, those Granite staters that really do understand live free or die. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about Austin, Texas, where a man has been killed by the police because he wouldn't mow his lawn. And we get the chance. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we've told you about Intercoin, which can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. And if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to Intercoin.org and enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. And there's going to be, I think, some big news coming up on Tuesday, as Intercoin is going to announce that the Intercoin investor token is going to be available on its very first ever centralized exchange. Now, we're not yet sure. They told us which one it was, but I want to make sure that everything is as expected. I, of course, can't do anything with cryptocurrency, so somebody else might be doing that and checking out things, and then we will be able to report back to you that things are as they're expected to be, and we'll tell you what the details are as far as which exchange it's going to be. But that's coming within days. So, meantime, you can go to intercoin.org, learn more about Intercoin. It's nice to see things moving ahead there at intercoin.org.
Intercoin.org.
They've got a catchy tune. There's no doubt about it. So, Bonnie, you're sharing with us a story from Mises, which is a libertarian think tank based out of Alabama, right? I think they're in Alabama, if I recall correctly.
That's interesting.
I believe so. Anyway,
should have visited them when I was there this month.
That's true. So this is a story about the three reasons why people should take secession seriously now?
Yes.
Okay. Let's continue.
They were talking about the fact that when secession happens, it usually doesn't happen just because there's a social consensus and it happens long over time. It happens suddenly. And they gave some examples of that, such as the USSR. And they said, because of this, now is the time to begin asking the difficult questions about secession and how military and financial questions can be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, oh, what about the military? Bam, it's over. There are questions that can be addressed. They're not that complicated. People need to actually be involved in, deciding.
Decisions will have to be made.
Yeah.
Like, one of the questions is, What about military bases? What about existing military infrastructure? Like here in New Hampshire, I think there's some sort of an Air Force base out in the Portsmouth area. And so the question is, what happens with that when New Hampshire declares independence and says, all right, we're out? What happens with the Air Force base? What do you think, Bonnie?
I think we could pay them for it if they really needed us to.
Or maybe they could just, you know, be allowed to keep operating it, basically. Kind of like Guantanamo Bay, right? Like, Guantanamo Bay is in Cuba, and it's not part of the Cuban government. It's American installation.
I'd rather them have their military out of New Hampshire.
I don't disagree with you. But if it's a question of starting a war, would you rather go ahead and just let them, like, if it's like, all right, well, you guys can go, but we have to keep our military base there for the time being. Would you let them?
Wouldn't that seem kind of insidious?
I mean, yeah, but if it's a question of are they going to blockade the port or start a war or something like that, I mean, do you really want to rattle the cage as much as you can on the way out? Or do you want to just say, all right, fine, you guys can, you know, have your little base?
I guess so, but we could also just make a payment plan with them to pay for it.
True. That's another option.
Why would they need a military base at our port at that point?
Why do they need hundreds of military bases all around the world? I mean, they don't, but they think they do. And they are probably more than willing to get violent about it. I think you've got an interesting idea, though, offering them some money to make them go away. I don't know how much money it would cost to make them abandon an entire military base. I imagine that wouldn't be cheap. And the people of New Hampshire tend to be pretty frugal. Like, they don't want to pay a whole lot of money for things. That's why there's not road signs at every, like, intersection in New Hampshire. I suspect that's simply because New Hampshire is cheap. And that's not a bad thing, right? Like, it's a good thing to be frugal and not spend too much money. So if you could come up with a good price, and maybe the funds could be raised voluntarily. Maybe there's enough, like, peaceniks who would throw together the money to say, all right, get out, if they would do it.
Enough Bitcoin investors should move to New Hampshire if we get really close to seceding.
Well, they should move to New Hampshire before we get close to seceding, because if you want to help us get out of this arrangement, which is a terrible, abusive relationship, then the more people that can get here before 2022, the fall of 2022, when this thing might be on the ballot, the better.
Mm.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, back in Mises, they say, considering all this, we see three main reasons why it is increasingly unwise to ignore secession as a serious possibility. Secession went mainstream. The first reason we must now take secession seriously is that it is no longer a topic of discussion among the most radical. In 2014, for example, a quarter of those polled said they thought that their state should secede.
Hmm.
By 2018, 39% were saying they think a state should have the final say as to whether or not that state remains part of the United States. In 2020,
that's a big increase.
In 4 years, yes. Mm-hmm. In 2020, more than a third of those polled said states have a legal right to secede.
And we talked about some of these polls as they came out here on Free Talk Live, and I think they're all great news, because even though they're not necessarily majorities, their numbers are going up, and a third or even a quarter is a good starting point. You've got to start somewhere with people. You've got to have the conversation in order to persuade. Because some people, they're going to say one thing, but then when they see that some of their friends are saying something different, they might start listening to what their friends say and what people say on television or on the radio in favor of independence.
And those numbers were not New Hampshire only.
Not, yeah, correct.
And the New Hampshire Constitution makes it crystal clear that it's legal for us to secede.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's not even a question here. I mean, it's just a question of, are you aware of the fact that it's legal for us to secede?
Yeah, New Hampshire's Constitution, you want to check Articles 7 and 10. Those are the two most relevant ones to self-determination and independence.
Mainstream conservatives increasingly suggest the possibility, from Rush Limbaugh to Dennis Prager. Indeed, just last week, Prager admitted that secession offers a chance to live in a country that better reflects one's own values. Should secession happen, Prager said, I would live in a state governed by Judeo-Christian values versus one governed by left-wing values. And why shouldn't he have... I don't want to live in a state that's governed by Judeo-Christian values.
Me
or else
neither.
I would have stayed in Utah.
Yeah.
But if he wants to, why should I tell him that he shouldn't be allowed to just because I don't want to?
Yeah, the leftists should have a place for them.
The Mormons should have a place for them.
The Mormons should have a place. The right-wingers should have a place. The libertarians should have a place. Absolutely. And, you know, there's obviously a bunch of places out there, so there can be more than one of them, right? Like, maybe some of the right-wingers don't like what the Mormons are up to, so they should stay out of Utah, but they might want to go to Texas.
Or Alabama.
Whatever. Or, yeah. So I think this makes sense. Why would people want to continue living with people who don't like them, who don't agree with them?
Just fighting every day instead of getting anything done.
Yeah.
Says, even elderly conservatives are starting to grasp the idea. Separation brings choice, and choice is better than ossified notions of patriotism.
Mm.
Indeed, it appears it's no coincidence that older conservatives, conservative operatives like Prager, have been among those who are late to warm to the idea of secession. According to Zogby's 2020 poll on secession, favorable attitudes towards secession decline as the poll group gets older. In the 18 to 29-year-old group, a majority, 52%, think states have a legal right to secede. In the over 65 age group, the number is only 23%.
Wow.
Wow. A lot longer indoctrination, I guess.
The bad news is 65 and up is more likely to vote than younger people are likely
not
to vote.
Long.
Well, no, it's always generally probably going to be true. It's, you know, even as they get older, they're going to die off. I get what you're saying, but older people are generally more likely to vote than younger people. I don't see that changing at any point. But that said, that's a good sign because it means that those people are going to age out. They're going to pass away at some point. And more of the younger people support independence. More of the younger people support separation. They support divorcing D.C., and that is great news. It means there's a bright future of choice ahead of us after this union fails. And if you look at the history of large unions, like the Soviet Union, and even now the European Union, with Brexit, with Great Britain leaving the European Union, these things are failing. These large conglomerations of states, they come together for a time, and then they realize that they just can't get along, and it ends. And hopefully this one will end peacefully, because that's the difference this time. People, they say, oh, well, it decided that. Abraham Lincoln decided that in the 1800s. No. No, that was a violent, you know, revolution. That was a violent attempt to secede. And although some people would say that the attack on the fort in South Carolina was actually a false flag, and that it wasn't even the South that attacked the fort. There's an interesting theory about that one. But, you know, it's such an old event, it's hard to really know for sure what the truth is. This time, we can stay peaceful, and we've got the cameras to prove it. There's more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You can join us on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts?
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.